As long as the we part was in, I didn't care about anything else. I'm open to alternatives, I allowed, but I do have a favor to ask. He looked wary, as he always did when I asked an open-ended question. What? Can I drive? He frowned. Why? Well, mostly because when I told Charlie I was going to Seattle, he specifically asked if I was going alone, and at the time, I was. If he asked again, I probably wouldn't lie. But I don't think he will ask again, and leaving my truck at home would just bring up the subject unnecessarily. And also, because your driving frightens me. He rolled his eyes. Of all the things about me that could frighten you, you worry about my driving. He shook his head in disgust, but then his eyes were serious again. Won't you want to tell your father that you're spending the day with me? There was an undercurrent to his question that I didn't understand. With Charlie, less is always more. I was definite about that. Where are we going anyway? The weather will be nice, so I'll be staying out of the public eye. And you can stay with me if you'd like to. Again, he was leaving the choice up to me. And you'll show me what you meant about the sun? I asked, excited by the idea of unraveling another of the unknowns. Yes, he smiled, and then paused. But if you don't want to be alone with me, I'd still rather you didn't go to Seattle by yourself. I shudder to think of the trouble you could find in a city that size.